Now with the opposing view, David Jones, former exiting the EU minister. So welcome back to Chopper's Brexit podcast and to the Red Lion Pub.
Great to be here.
How worried are you that Labour or any MPs can amend the motion which will take Britain out of the European Union in October this year?
Well, I'm not particularly worried because, of course, any motion is amendable, as David Davis said yesterday. You know, he'd like a tutorial on one that wasn't. But I think what will really determine the way this thing goes will be the way that people react to pressure within the party. And that pressure is building at the moment. I think it's going to be a straightforward, ultimately Conservative-Labour clash with hopefully some support for the Conservatives from the DUP.
Will it be an effective confidence vote when it comes round? Because, I mean, confidence to deliver Brexit, by that, I mean.
I think it's impossible at this stage to look that far ahead. It's some considerable way off. There'll be a lot of twists and turns, and I certainly wouldn't want to see it resolving itself to a confidence vote.
Are you worried about all these motions that the government's losing in the Lords? They're quite small, aren't they? I mean, in a sense, like giving a statement on terms of progress of doing the customs union is hardly a big deal. But they're building up, aren't they?
So well, there are, and there's one next week. I think that Lord Hailsham is
what's that one about?
I think that one is effectively intended nakedly to derail Brexit. So I think that's another one that we'll be looking out for. No, I'm not surprised because I think everybody thought that this was the way that the Lords would behave anyway.
Yeah.
And it's a question of what happens when it comes back to the Commons. Certainly, the one that went through last week on the issue of trying to negotiate a relationship within the customs union was not surprising and wasn't particularly hard-hitting either.
It's quite weak. It all merely commits a statement on progress towards doing that when it's not even government policy.
The more worrying one, I think, is the one that's coming down in the trade bill fairly soon.
That's in the Commons, isn't it?
In the Commons, and I think that's one we'll be looking out for. But I think that people who in the Commons are on the Conservative side and also on the Labour side have got to remember what they said in their manifestos. We made it very clear in our manifesto that we would not be remaining in the customs union, and indeed it was pretty clear in the Labour manifesto too.
And so do you think that the government We'll lump them all together in a big kind of rat-a-tat-tat votes in May and to try and get them through?
I think that we're coming near to the end game now. We want to get the withdrawal bill through. We certainly want to get it through before the summer recess, which isn't that far away. So I think there'll be a lot of pressure now to try and get them all out of the way.
Do you worry about Brexit?
No, I don't worry about Brexit.
You seem serene.
I am serene. I suppose a bit like the swan, you know, gliding along the surface of the lake and paddling furiously underneath. But no, I am serene because the important thing is that we have triggered the Article 50 process. That, as a matter of international law, means that we will be leaving the European Union in March of next year.
Well, it can be delayed by 2 months, can't it?
Well, there could be a wee bit of delay. But the fact is, everybody now recognises that we will be leaving the European Union. And all this talk now about the customs union is a way of diluting Brexit rather than trying to stop it.
Are you a Max Fat kind of guy or a customs arrangement kind of guy?
Well, actually, I'm a quit altogether and trade on World Trade Organization.
You're a no-deal kind of guy. You're the third option.
I certainly am. And I think that really the no-deal option needs to be put on the table again by the government. Because it would be extremely worrying for the Irish Republic if that were to be the outcome. At the moment, we've got all sorts of options being put forward. None of them really inspire a huge amount of confidence, and I think that we do have to start talking in serious terms about other arrangements.
You haven't even got a no-deal minister in cabinet, have you?
We haven't got one in cabinet. I understand that Steve Baker's doing a bit of work in Dexu, but I understand the work is going ahead.
But do you worry about the fact that government doesn't seem to be ready to embrace the idea of no deal?
I would like to see it's restating the Prime Minister's mantra that no deal is better than a bad deal, because that is the way that we went into this process.
And it's not a concern for you leaving. I mean, people have talked about out of the EU, don't they, in those terms?
Look,
but you're think we're okay on WTO terms?
Whenever we discuss this, we've got to remember one simple thing, and that is in June of 2016, the people of this country voted to leave the European Union. That means voting not to be subject to the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, part of the single market or part of the customs union. That's what they voted for, and people trying to second guess what they voted, I think, are doing the country a huge disservice.
Do you worry it'll bring down a government? We are, as you say, reaching the end end game here?
I think that if the government keeps faith with the people and the vote of the people, the government will succeed and, in fact, will get re-elected at the next general election.
Which is in 2022, in your mind?
I think it is.
And the DUP support, they're saying, aren't they, this week, that they would bring down the government if we try to stay in a single market or customs union?
Yeah, that'll be concentrating minds in number 10.
It really is a sort of difficult time, really, all caused by the election last year. I mean, had that not happened, it would be sailing through Brexit.
At the moment, it's a game of three-dimensional chess. Frankly, I think the Prime Minister, in the circumstances, is doing a pretty good job.
Have we got the right Prime Minister?
I think we have.
Boris Johnson better, someone with a vision for Brexit rather than a reluctant Remainer?
The Prime Minister is the Prime Minister, and I think that so far she's achieved everything she set out to do so, and I have no doubt that she'll take us out of the EU on very good terms.
Keir Starmer wouldn't give us odds on leaving the European Union next March. What are your odds?
We'll leave the European Union in March, and I would take almost any bet on that.
On leaving the single market and the customs union?
I think that is certainly on the cards. And I think that the more that we restate that, the better our position is going to be in the negotiations.
David Jones, thank you for coming to Chopper's Brexit podcast.
Huge pleasure.